All right, we got a statement here from a solo rider. What's your name and totem?
Gary Byrell. My totem is bear.
Okay, excited to be riding?
I'm very excited to be riding.
And veteran or rookie?
I'm a veteran.
Awesome. Best of luck out there. Good afternoon. Your totem is a blabber bird. What is that?
It's a bird that comes from Australia and also Africa.
Why is it called a blabber bird? Any idea? Any special characteristic it has?
No, actually, the characteristic is mine. They live on the ground and they make ground nests and they court their mate. Well, I have my mate. And what else? They make a lot of noises. And I've been around now 60 years, and part of my riding this time is to, for my 60th birthday, which was this past Monday. So I decided to come and ride this. And I talk a lot. So the blabber bird and I have a lot in common.
So what you were saying then implies that this is your first ever 508. Is that true?
It's my second. I attempted it in 1991 and made it to the top of Town Pass.
Wow, 1991.
All the other years, with the exception of 1993, I've been here as a race official.
Awesome. Are you excited? What part of the race are you most excited about, maybe I should ask?
Not really excited. Actually, seeing what lies beyond Town Pass. I like downhills, so of course my favorite part is going to be passing where I stopped last time and going pell-mell down into Stovepipe Wells as fast as I can go.
Nice.
And after that, ride within myself and plan to finish.
Sounds wise and sustainable. What are you going to be fueling yourself with?
I actually have some Ultra Energy, which I don't think anybody has anymore, but I've had it in my freezer, and I road tested it, and it's still good. And I'm also using Accelerade power bars, and then I have, I'm using some Saltine and Wheat Thins.
Nice, I like the latter part. Well, sir, best of luck. Sounds like you're prepared and realistic about what you're going for.
Realistic, definitely.
Do you have a target time?
No, I don't.
Awesome.
Finish before the 48.
Cool. Sounds like you're in with a good chance, and hopefully see you at the finish line. Solo rookie here. What's your name? What's your totem?
My name's Alex McManigill. My totem is Blackfoot Ferret.
Black-footed ferret. Nice. How are you feeling about your first 508? Scared? Excited?
A little terrified, kind of nervous here. We'll see how it goes.
Do you have a target time here?
I'm hoping to get in about 35 hours or so, somewhere in there.
Yeah, pretty respectable time. What are you going to be eating, and what bike are you riding?
I got a BH bike. Just going to be eating a lot of goo, a lot of power bars, and the Powerade stuff. So.
Have you ridden parts of the course before, or is this totally new to you?
Completely new here.
Where are you from?
Northern California.
Bit of a different scenic type down here.
Yes, much much warmer here, so it's looking pretty fun.
Cool. Well, best of luck. Hope the nerves don't get to you too badly, and go and blast that course. See you at the finish line. All right. Good afternoon, guys. You guys are a team then?
That's correct. We're a tandem team doing a solo event.
Nice. And what is your totem?
Our totem is the Blandy Dragons. Tandem team, yes.
Can you say a little more about that totem name?
So that Blandy is actually a combination of Sandy and Blake, or Blake and Sandy. Blandy, yes. It's a great way to make a tandem team.
Nice, I like that.
We have our marriage counselor with us, which is the tandem itself.
Probably appropriate.
That's correct.
Actually, there's dragons on the tandem, so that's how we got the dragon part. So the combination of our names and the dragons on the tandem, Blandy Dragons.
Nice. And you're rookies? This is your seventh time?
Rookies.
Yeah, it's we're rookies in this particular event, but we're certainly not rookies to riding. So we've done a lot of double centuries this year, and we've both have ridden for a number of years in the past.
Okay, I guess, I don't know, what's your favorite event in the past, and is this going to surpass that, or?
Yeah, well, previous it was probably being a couch potato, so I guess this will surpass it from that standpoint. Now, both of us have done a lot of different events. I've certainly done a lot of endurance type events, whether it's canoeing or triathlon type events. So, but this will be an interesting event simply because, you know, we both enjoy riding together, and the hills are something that we look forward to, actually. So I think it's going to prove itself to be a really fun event to be in.
Awesome. I guess I haven't asked so many questions of many of the teams so far, but I'm really intrigued. What are you going to do about sleeping? Is one of you going to be sleeping while the other one's pedaling, or what?
Well, so Sandy's
who
got
needs to sleep. What's that? Sleep? We can stay up for 48 hours, don't you think?
Actually, we have recliner seats on the thing, yeah. So it's awesome from that perspective. No, I don't think there'll be any sleeping in this event, unfortunately. But you know, it's 48 hours. It's once in a lifetime for us, and I think it'll go by very quickly.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, and best of luck out there. 508 participant here, what's your name and your totem?
John Jerzynski, Blue Dog.
Blue Dog, are you a veteran or a rookie?
Veteran. Did it in 2003.
2003, nice. Are you hoping for a personal best here, or just wanting to finish?
No, I'm hoping for a personal best.
Nice. Okay, well, that's cool. I hope you do well. Just tell the guys out there listening, what's going to be your food of choice? How are you fueling? Is it going to be hot dogs, or is it going to be sustained energy?
Red licorice.
Red licorice. Nice. Okay. Any final comments?
Nope. Hope to have fun.
Awesome. Best of luck. Thanks.